This is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your Cruise News for Thursday, April 25th, here in Long Beach, California, for the christening of Carnival Firenze. Royal Caribbean's Radiance of the Seas is currently dealing with more propulsion issues that it's impacting its maximum cruising speed, also causing the cancellation of some scheduled port visits along its current repositioning cruise from LA to Vancouver. Now, it had originally scheduled stops in Astoria and Victoria. However, the cruise line has informed passengers that that won't happen due to the slower speeds. The ship will now proceed directly to Vancouver, arriving later on today, and will remain on schedule to depart tomorrow after the necessary repairs are made. Passengers impacted by this itinerary will receive a 50% refund of their cruise fare as onboard credit, along with refunds for any prepaid shore excursions to the missed ports. Radiance had similar issues in 2023 as well. And Carnival Firenze was christened tonight here in Long Beach, California by actor Jonathan Bennett.
I hereby name this ship Carnival Firenze.
Its first cruise leaves today for a 7-night Mexican Riviera cruise. Now, following this sailing, it'll do short cruises down to Mexico. This latest addition now makes 4 Carnival ships sailing from Long Beach, California. And Norwegian Cruise Line celebrated the float out of Norwegian Aqua from a dry dock in Fincantieri, marking the completion of the ship's exterior construction just ahead of its 2025 debut. The ceremony included the welding of 2 coins on the ship, which is a maritime tradition aimed at good luck and safe passage. And it was complemented by breaking a champagne bottle across the hull. Norwegian Aqua's 10% increase in size over the other 2 Prima class ships allows for additional accommodations and additional amenities. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 1.5%, 15.02. Royal Caribbean flat 136.73. And Norwegian down 1%, 19.39. If you have a lead on a story, send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in Long Beach, California, we went from, where were we yesterday? Gosh, I can't even keep track of the days. In Barcelona this morning, through London, now here in LA for Carnival Firenze. Excited to be here. A little bit tired, though. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.